ॐ अज्ञानतनिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. द मीनिङ्ग् केन् बि एक्स्प्लैन्ड्. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Chinamini. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chinamini. वंशाकल्पतरूपश्च गुरुपादेन्दुभ्यो एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो महाबलान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य मामने गौरत्यसे नमः. Respected Vaishnavas and gentlemen, ladies, today I feel it happiness to be with you and talk to you. You are the devotees. You are the devotees. Lord Gauranga, who appeared in 15th century in India on the banks of Ganga, traveled extensively throughout India and preached the gospel of devotion, devotional love. Sorry, we cannot speak to you in your language. So you have to excuse us. Anyhow, our Gopi Kanta, great devotee of your place, and he's a scholar, and he translates it to you in your language. Now, how to attain the devotional love? What is the meaning of love? Ordinarily we know in this world love is in self-entertainment for self-satisfaction. We love. But regarding the love towards the Supreme Godhead should be dedicated first. We must dedicate ourselves to the Lord, and from whom we got the instructions. And through the help of those instructions, we follow the method taught by Gauranga Krishna Chaitanya. We have come here from India. Our mission is Krishna Chaitanya mission. Throughout India we have got our institution, and in Europe also we have got every state. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says,
to understand the reality, the truthfulness of Godhead, what is God and what can He do and who is able to know it. These are the problems, questions to be solved. Now, it is well and good if people are anxious to know the truth. What is truth? Truth is truth. What is truth is truth. Truth has no future. Truth has no past. It has only presence. No three tenses are there. Only present, always present, and which has no future. The rest, you see, all are material, transitory, and they are only for a moment. Rest of our bodies, we are born so much, now grown up 6 feet, 7 feet high, so much weight, and gradually we decay and we perish. That is not our motto. Our motto is, we want that one should be eternal. There is the Creator, one who creates this whole universe, under whose guidance we are now sitting here and talking to you. So who is that? It is the truth. It is the most powerful. It cannot be understood to our puppy brain. Our knowledge is also limited knowledge. Strength, physical strength, limited. Mental strength, limited. Intellectual strength, limited. Through this limited strength, we cannot understand the truth. To understand the truth, we have to surrender, complete surrender. Our Bhagavad Gita, my dear friend, says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tva sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami asti. You give up the so-called religion taught by human beings and you surrender to me. And surrender to me. If you are surrendered without aim, without no desire, if you follow the method, the Lord will expose Himself. Then, when the truth is revealed to you, then you can understand what is truth. And for revealing purpose, we require to submit. What is that submission? My body, my mind, my physical strength or intellectual strength. Not competent to know the truth. To know the truth, it is only that we should surrender, dedicate. This body is not mine. I am not this body. Whatever the organs I belong, they are not mine. And who are they? They are created. That creation has got beginning and ending. Young boy, Kaumaram Jauvanam Jara. Young boy becomes youth and old. And gradually it decays and it lifts up this world, disappear. This is the situation of the world. Whatever you think, that atmosphere, the building, the science development, lights, they were not here 1,000 years back. And we were not there. And this cannot be there. Suppose when a bombing comes, it will be lost. And we cannot declare that we are permanent. We are not permanent. We are under the will of the Supreme Power. That only through submission, nothing else. If you submit, then it will be revealed. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Kali Yuga, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Iva Kevalam. Follow? Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatarangata. In Kali Yuga, the only process is you repeat Nama. This Nama, divine name. Why it is called divine name? The divinity you find in the name, it is eternal. There is no difference between the sound and the person. Now a person, as long as the person is speaking, he cannot identify himself with the sound. Sound is different. And he is different. So, if you want to see the truth, then the sound as well as the person, both are one. If you repeat the divine sound, Krishna, Rama, Hari, Govinda, they are the divinity, divine names, you go on repeating. The moment will come to you that it will be revealed to you. The sound perfectly revealed to you in person. As a person, he will give you darshan. You will see that then, not before. Intelligent giants. They may discover everything of the nature. What is in the nature, it can be discovered. And the greatest scientists say that there are so many things still to be revealed. It will take its own course. But those who are ignorant of science, very little knowledge which they possess, they say, no. What is no? There is no evidence. Yes. The scientist will never say no. He will say yes. And if one can discover the divinity, then you will find it. There is no difference between the sound as well as the person. It is in a small time, or we can say that everybody says, what is this? This is my hand. Your hand. How long will you say that it is your hand? And then I'm alive. When the life goes away, there will be none to say who it is. So, that is only the ignorance. Out of ignorance and the power of the Lord, deluding potency, that deluding potency deludes this fellow. Who is a great scientist, he cannot understand the truth. The truth is eternal. It has no beginning, no end. Truth is always truth. I am always here in this world. As you see, that we are sitting. But the scientist will say, no, no, you are not sitting, you are sitting on this world globe. And it is moving round the sun path. So you are also moving round the sun. How can you sit? How can you sit without motion? So that should be understood properly. So if deeply you think, then you can understand the truth. You can know the truth. Wait and see. And follow the dictation of our scriptures, our Vedic culture, and people who practiced it to realize it, thereby, through penance, through concentrating upon the subject. But it has got personality. That personality is not a dead one, alive. It is always alive. We may pass away, we may go away, that personality will be always there. It has no beginning, no end. No young, no youth, no old. Always truth, truth, truth. Which has the beginning, it has the end. Our the realized scholars of truth have established that this truth should not be allowed to discuss, surrender. If we surrender, the Lord will reveal Himself. Whenever you go to a temple, you see a stone or wood or a glass, a form of a man or woman, how can you believe it? That it is eternal. Somebody has constructed it. How can you say that is eternal? Yes. But if we enforce all these things to surrender, to submit ourselves at the feet of the Lord, O Lord, O Lord, I am a blind boy. I am a helpless boy. I have no ears to hear. And I have ears, I cannot hear. I have eyes, I cannot see. So, to see, to know, to hear, your blessings require. The Lord blesses you, then you can understand it and realize it. Now to understand it, they have selected some mantras, that is, they say, Veda, ओम तद् विष्णुः परमं पदं सदा पश्यन्ति सूरया. ऑल द ग्रेट डिवोटीज दे सी ऑलवेज द इटर्निटी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पावर सुप्रीम गॉड द ऑलवेज बिकॉज when their heart is pure, clean, when they have no desire either to survive or to enjoy or to give up all what are not necessary. This sort of conception, it is the conception of the mind, it is not the conception of the divinity spirit. That conception is Krishna. Suppose it is told that Krishna is the supreme power, Krishna is the supreme Godhead, Krishna is so powerful, he can do and he can undo. It is through his guide, persons of this world, they do hard penance. And when they control their mind, control their anger, control their malice, and control the forgetfulness, and control I and mine. Everybody says I. Who are you? I am. I tell you, I am an astrologer. I am a scholar. I am the judge. So what is your duty? To give judgment. What judgment? Only it is not permanent judgment, it is only material judgment. Regarding the matter you can. So, but he doesn't realize it, that I and mine, these are the two things. These are the two things always they deprive us to submit. Through them we never submit. No submission, no realization. Only they submit. Helpless child, it is crying and cradle. It has passed urine stools. Now there must be somebody. It cannot help. Somebody must come and help it. If somebody comes, that's all right. So, that one must always think helpness. Even the great scientists, even the great warriors, and who have conquered half of this world, Alexander the Great of Macedonia, very near to your when he came to India, he came to know that there are so many sincere and high rank sadhus and I should go and see them. And if they want anything, we can help them. But when he went there, the Swamiji asked, who are you? He said, people call me as Alexander the Great. What for you have come to this part of India? What for? Sir, I had a desire to conquer India. Then you could not able to satisfy yourself. You have your desires, you cannot fulfill. Then how can you fulfill my desire? What the saint wants, I will say. Then what will you give? Nothing. Yes. The saint says that you could not be able to fulfill your desire. How can you fulfill others' desire? He could not understand. I thought of helping you. Because so many saints we find on the banks of Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, Sindhu Nadi, river, as you are sitting here, so anything wanted, I don't want anything. You are standing before the sun, you please move, the sunlight may fall upon me. It is cold period. Now I feel cold. The sunlight must come direct. Sun rays must arrive and fall upon you. Move a little. Then he was astonished. Very great. Alexander the Great, what greatness I possess. He went home. He gave up the desire of conquering anymore. And at the time of his death, he stretched his hands, two hands and two legs. He told, Uchi is the great here. When I was born, with two legs and two hands. And what is the greatness now I could gather? People call me great. What is that great? The same two legs, same two arms. If I die, I will die with the same. I came with the same. So what I possess? Nothing. It is only ignorance. Ignorance. Now, if we really sit and devote our time and life to a realized sadhu, the saint, then he can inform me about my goal, about my cultivation, what shall I do, and what will he get. You must sit there, you must do the service and try to learn. Then not in one day, or 1 month, or 1 year he can understand. If he is sincere, you must stay there as long as possible and try to learn it. So, then if he is Alexander the Great in your country, he belongs to Europe. He got this name. Nobody in the world could possess great except Alexander. But actually, he said, what is greatness in me, I don't feel. No greatness. Now, we are blind of power. Power. Not blind. Everybody wants to be a politician. Nobody wants religion. Politician. But what happens? Nothing. Politicians, they cannot establish peace. No country, you see, now. Ever enjoy peace. In future, one cannot. They must come to sadhus, the bona fide sadhus, who have no material desire, who has only desire is to know the spiritual. What is that spirit? And how can I know it? Until I know it, I must serve Mahatma. Or a saint, as long as I get a glimpse of the light. So, if we do that, then we can understand. Our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says all of us to repeat Nama. It is Mahamantra. Not a mantra. Mantra with Om beginning, Vijam root and Saha. At the beginning, at the end, Om Saha is mantra. But Om Saha, no. It is called Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the transcendental sound. This transcendental sound can be realized by one who submits to the Lord Divine Name, who submits. What is the submission? That I am helpless. O Lord, everything belongs to you. I don't want anything. I never want power. I never want wealth. Never want men. And anything of this in material world I don't want. I want only your blessing. Then bless me. I do not know what I can get or what will satisfy me. Nearly tell the truth. What is that? The truth is, I told you first, it is eternal. It is eternal. Truth is one. Untruth is many. Many men. Many people, many sects. Many, every collectively, individually, they want to establish themselves. So saying they will go war. What the war brought us? Nothing. Now we see the war is going on. What result? Nothing. Nothing. So, we must try ourselves best to be in an ashram, in a place secluded from the hubbub of this world, where nothing of noise, you observe peace, signs, and you prepare Nama. After submission only, you can understand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is a long subject. It has no end. Our subject has no end, no beginning. It is always there. Those who submit to it, they catch it. Those who doesn't submit, they cannot catch. Understand? So it is not necessary to speak these subjects elaborately unless they are demanded. Science, from the beginning till the end, no, please explain. Where is your time and where is the mud time? But you cannot understand slowly. You have to believe first. You must have faith first. And then only you can cultivate it. And if you cultivate it, you will get it. If not, there is no God. You are a God, I am a God. Finished. You say God, then can you show me God? Who can show them God? Who can show? It is not possible to show. None can show the God. God is not visible to all. God is visible to only to who submits, surrenders, none else. I don't want to speak more about the subject. Our Maharaj, speak little and our Vishnu Maharaj.
पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वैभव पुरी गोस्वामी नामिनी नमस्ते गौरवाणी प्रचाराय प्रसंकल्पे कृष्ण भक्ति स्वरूपाय भक्ति प्रदायिनी नमः मंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरिपुरटसुन्दरदिति कदम्बसन्निपितो सदा हृदयस्कन्दरी स्फुरतु हरशशिनन्दनः अङ्गश्यामणिमच्छटाभिरभितो मिन्दीकृतिन्दीवरं जाड्यं जागुलुरुचिशां विदधतं पटाम्बरं च श्रियां वृन्दारण्यविलासिनो हृदिवसदरामाभिदामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितजलभुजं ध्यायि मदामोदरम् महाम्बुदे स्थिरे कनकरुचिरे नीलशिखरे वसनप्रसादान्तः सहजबलभद्रेण मलिनां सुभद्रा मध्यस्थसकलसुरसभावसरदोजगन्नाथ स्वामिनयनपथगामी भवति जयरूपसनातनभट्टरघुनाथ श्रीजीवगोपालभट्टदासरघुनाथे चरुशङ्करी चरणे वन्दनम् जहाहीते विघ्ननाश विष्टप्रम श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। At first I offer my respectful obeisances to my spiritual master who is present in your front and he was delivered his nectar is his realizations just before and he ordered to me also to explain something about this Lord. The first I offered my respectful obeisance to him, then I offered my obeisances to all customs ladies and gents, all who are assembled here. Such time is so fortunate for our human life when we have such desire to know about the Creator. And who is the original father and mother? According to our present consciousness and our knowledge, practically what we have experienced, this is not sufficient. Also, we go to study in school, college and university. And now there is Hug universities, they have so much science. But they are also silent about this topic. Till now they have no any discovery about our life or the spirit soul. Generally, everybody knows that we have death. So what is that death? And after death, what happened to us? We will stay or not? Our existence is exist or not? This is a most secret knowledge and most secret realization. Only who have realization, they can only explain this. Something in this world, in our daily life, what we feel and what we realize in our heart, that cannot be explained. Just like we once happy. But what is happy, nobody can show. That is not an object that anybody can give or take or sell or buy or do business. We cannot get in the market love, peace, happiness. We cannot get these things. These are all what we need and what for we are struggling, all are our inside. The Supreme Lord who has created this world and He created us also, He has given all knowledge and all this method to us in Vedic science. Every religion and every culture, they have something about this, but full, completely this science, what is the purpose of human life and how they will be satisfied and how they will get their unlimited happiness. And this life and afterlife, what will happen? Everything is explained in Vedic science. These, what our need, love, peace, happiness and pleasure, everything, all are coming from our inside. And by the inter-process, internal exercise, we will get easily. Not so much struggling and work is necessary for that. But our senses are created in outside. They have no capacity to feel and realize the internal things. Just like example, we look many things in this world, but we cannot see our face. If we want to see our face, we must go to see a mirror. Pratimukhasya yatha mukhasri means how we are beautiful. We must go to see a mirror and surrender to the mirror. Stand there and see there, same reflection we will receive. There is no other process to see our face. The inside our eyes, many things is our inside, but we cannot see this. Just like that, if we want to our see the internal functions, we must control our these senses. Sound by ear, picture light by eyes, nose, the smelling. We have many things we are smelling from outside, but inside our also many things smell is there, but we never smell by our nose. When it comes out, then we will smell. But when it is inside, we cannot. Just like these senses are created the opposite way. When we were in mother's womb, that time we had full realization. Because these outward, these senses are not created that time, not open. And when we came out and caught this inner process, then open our breathing and eyes, ear and mouth, and we want to know about this outside object. And now we changed our consciousness from that time, and now we are running everywhere for this sense gratification. And we forget ourself. When we were in mother's womb, that time we always pray to the Supreme Lord. And now we forget Him and we don't believe now where is the realization, where is truth, where is yes or not. If we control our senses, control our minds, and go to inside, then we will feel and realize where from our energy is coming. Control means not stop our senses, not cease. What is necessary, we can maintain this body. But not unlimited of what we want, we will do whole life we spend. Yukta hara viharasya yukta cestasya karmasu yukta sapna bavodhasya yogi bhavati dukha. What is necessary to maintain it, we must eat. Eat means what we will eat, easily digest and pass urine stool, and blood must be pure and brain must be pure. This is not meaning that we eat and after we create disease or we sleep or lose our consciousness. Human life is meant for simple living and high thinking. Through the thinking process, we will realize what we need. Thinking process, through all these human created this science and everything intelligence, by thinking process only we can do this. This is given by the Supreme Lord to human. We can receive knowledge. Therefore we are going to study school, college and university. No other creatures, they have no this facility. They have all sensual engagements more than human. And they have free life without restriction. But for a human society, they have many, many rules, laws. how to walk, how to talk, how to behave with each other, how to work. If we don't follow, then we will punish it by government. They will put in jail. But animals, they have no any rule regulations. If some snake will bite you and you go away, then if you go to advocate, then you ask, what is law to, I want to suit against him, there is no any law. All laws are only for human. Not in this life, also after life, they have punishment. There is judgment. Why? They have got this knowledge. So how to use this knowledge perfectly? They must know and practice. Otherwise they will suffer in this life and after life. Therefore this human society, they are more suffering than other creatures. Other creatures, they have no mental worry, no internal pain. Internal pain. They are not worried, they are satisfied with nature. But human, they are not satisfied with nature. And they are taking drugs and suiciding. And many criminals, many big wars, many things they are doing. Why they are doing this? Because they don't know the purpose of life. What they will do, they don't know. If they follow to the Supreme Lord and whom they surrender to the Supreme Lord and who has surrendered himself and they realize it to him, if they follow their instructions and they will get all these their needs. We want peace and satisfaction and love, but all this happiness that is not dependent to any material, any comfortable. But internally everything is there. Love is there and all our peace and satisfaction is inside. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this love. What is meaning of love? Just you heard before from our spiritual master. And the reservoir of the whole love, the Supreme Father and Mother, Sri Radharani and Sri Krishna Chandra, we came from his all in her, their energy. They are always young. They never became old. And our Creator, they are master of all arts. They have every arts. They know how to sing, how to dance, how to eat, how to create, how to fight, everything they know. But if we follow their instruction and if we practice our life, then we will realize in our heart. Not necessary to be a scholar in this material qualification. Not necessary so much comfortable to reveal our truth from our hearts. Just control our senses and minds and go to inside, and through this inner process we can attain to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Lord. This is, and He is inside and outside also. But outside He is so gigantic, His body, universal form. Through our senses, limited senses, we cannot realize this complete. Hrudayesu bilokayanti santaha sada sadeva hrudayesu bilokayanti. Who are the devotees, saints, they see through their heart. Hrudayesu bilokayanti. By the eyes of knowledge, not by this only skin eyes. Just we open our internal vision. So how to go our inside and reveal our own energy? We must follow to a realized soul who knows this practice. Generally now in this modern age, everybody knows to drive and operate this technical motors and vehicles.
Human made it. Advertisement for sale.
Our one good friend, he has one advertisement, is about human meat eater. Therefore our Guru Maharaj just explained this.
Guru Maharaj is an
তাহলে লেখিছি ভেজিটেরিয়ান Hare Krishna. Now all of you with all sincerity try to follow the
Human is not a meat eater. If he is a meat eater, then from birth he was eating meat. Okay, now already passed the time, and with little we have prasadam for distribution and little chant, then we will, if somebody speak. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayam Vishnu Pada Stotra Tapari Virada Gachar Paja Sarvaskatri Vishnu Maharaj Ki Jai Ananta Kaurum Sukhoji Vaishna Vrinda Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.